Lying. We are smoking the competition.
Hey, literally, man. And figuratively.
Figuratively, yes, this is true. We are Dukes and Bell. We're hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe, Flowery Branch, man. It's so good to see listeners up this way. Come out and hang out with us. 3446 Winder Highway. We're going to be here until 6:30 tonight. And want to remind you, if you're coming through tonight after 5, all-you-can-eat wings, man. $21.99.
What?
Yeah.
They're going to lose money on us.
Yeah, 20 on every Wednesday, okay, just so you guys know, every Wednesday. But after 5 o'clock, 5 to 9, $21.99, all you can eat. By the way, no sharing. Don't even think about it. No sharing. Kids eat free here, Mike, Sundays per an adult entree. But
ooh,
your kids can come in and eat free that are under 12 years old if you order an adult meal.
Maybe next week I'll bring Lupe and Pinto up here from Costa Rica. Still working at the Nike factory, and we'll get them as well.
Those illegitimate children you have?
Now, describe illegitimate. They send Dad a polo every year.
Speaking,
it takes tiny little fingers to make those threads.
Speaking of things that have happened today, we'll get you caught up on the NFL. Tyler Allgeier, our conversation with him. But today was weird because we got here. I saw Mike at camp. Things were fine. He left camp, and then he gets here, and things are not as good simply because he went and got a haircut.
Yeah.
And people are commenting on this photo.
Yeah, let's take a look at the comments real quick. Now, it does range. Some guys say not so bad. Next time, guy gives me a recommendation down on the south side of Peachtree City. Guy says, still beats the photo that we have on our website, which they still haven't changed.
When you were bald?
Where you and I look like literally casino hosts in Atlantic City at Harris. Give him another marker. 10, that's as far as he gets. But, yeah, that's a bad look right there. Another guy says, the good news, it grows back, --, most of the time. You'll be all right in a couple of days. It's honestly not so bad. Did you pay him or her? Add some gel. You're all good.
Add some gel.
Damn, man, says Stephen Hinton. Guy says, looks like my past Air Force supervisor, Master Sergeant back in the day.
Yes, that's when you pulled the hat off, I was like, yo, left. Yo, left.
No. And Rajko says, you must have done something to make the barber mad. No.
Did you just say something?
No. I said, where are you from?
Armenia.
I didn't actually say, sorry about the genocide. I just said that on the radio. I'm just saying, you know, just trying to break the ice, you know, make small talk. You know, where are you from? You know, oh, okay. Not much. There's really nowhere to go with an Armenian
conversation. There isn't. No. I hear you. I get
which it. I tried with the Kardashians, which she shot down.
Oh, yeah. She didn't like that. No, look. I mean, you're cutting my hair. I want to have a conversation with you. I just don't want to sit in the chair for the next 30 minutes. How long does this cut take, by the way?
Oh, it was brief. She butchered me in about 15 minutes. And then really didn't do the great job. So I go to the Walgreens at Flowery Branch. And so I'm like, where's the scotch tape? So I go get some scotch tape. And the girl, and I look at the girl at the counter. I go, can I just use this? She's checking me out. I'm so itchy because I'm trying to like make that little ball of scotch tape.
Oh, yeah.
And mop up the extra hair on the back of your neck, which is, you know.
She didn't even clean you up?
Not properly.
Really?
I mean, she's
this
like,
is ridiculous.
She's pushing 75 in defense. I don't know.
Come on, man. You got to at least clean me up.
I know Armenian don't crack, but still, I mean, she was getting up there. It was not optimal. I blew it.
Man, put that alcohol back there. Clean me up.
In hindsight, I should have probably stayed at the first place I went to that had a 35-minute wait.
Okay. Oh, that's why you left.
You know me. I've got no patience.
Your impatience.
I've got
hurt
no
you again.
Yes, it always comes back to
this me. Hurt you again. See, you should have waited.
In the immortal words of Mr. Miyagi and or whoever the guy that talked to Kane on Kung Fu, patience, grasshopper.
Let me ask you this, though. What is the person who cuts your hair normally going to say when you show up? And they're going to be like, oh, you don't want to. Your barber knows. If anybody knows, your barber knows you went somewhere else. You went behind their back.
I've got a girl in Peachtree City. I got a guy who works at Rishi, which is the very expensive, very quality salon in Colony Square.
Yes, it is.
G Money, you ever get your hair cut over there?
Yeah. The shop downstairs?
It's tight. They do a great job. I mean, you get the full shower. You're not going to be itching. You know, they scrub
clean
the back.
You up.
Yeah, the whole thing. You know, they clean up the back, you know. But what, Day-Day, why are you shaking your head? Put him on the microphone. Why are you looking, watching, judging?
Go ahead.
No judgment. No judgment.
You're shaking your head at me. You're making a judgment. It's a nonverbal communication.
Listen, man, Carl said it best.
Go with what you know?
Go with what you know.
I know.
You got to stick with one person.
I know.
That thing could have grown out one more day. You would have been all right. But no.
Now you got to wear a hat.
This is a national chain where you put your phone number in, and she goes, oh, hi, Mike. So she knows, but they tell you what you get. I've had the same haircut for 10 years. It's the same cut.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, Yeah, it's ugly. Take a look at Mike Bell ATL. And right. For free, feel free to comment. We enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm glad guys are commenting, by the way. All right. Yeah, go see the cut. He pulled the hat off again. You see me in the
background.
You know
what? I might just shave my head for the weekend. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, Day-Day. All right, put Day-Day on the mic. Again, you're shaking your head again. Have you ever been? Are you now a member of the Hare Krishna cult?
No, it's just, listen.
He said no. Day-Day didn't
when
have nothing
to
say.
Been a part of Hare Krishna at any point in his life, Mike?
I don't know. He's shaking his head at me again. And by the way, you young millennials and Gen Z, and Carla caught a little bit of this because I had this in my childhood. Do you remember going to the airport when the Hare Krishnas used to be there? They made fun of it in the movie Airplane.
They do.
Literally you would walk in the airport and there would literally be, it became the place to protest or religious groups would come and like, remember when Robert Stack, as the captain, comes through the airport and he winds up like kung fuing guys and beating
them up. Getting
him
out of the way.
It's like, Jews for Jesus. You know, yeah. Hare Krishna, pow! You know, yeah, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, you could do that. Now you can't even get in the airport
to
do that.
That's correct.
All right, man, we're moving along. Mike, go check out the pick and see what you guys think. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe. Let's get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Tyler Allgeier in our conversation with our running back guys. But Keenan Allen, Mike, signs with the Chargers, 1-year deal, played 11 years of his career with the Chargers, left. Now he's back. Remember, he went to the Bears.
Right.
Bears went out and acquired a couple of other wide receivers, and so he was available, and then they had an injury. Actually, they had a retirement, to be honest with you, with the Chargers. But you said it. Keenan Allen has – had moments, but as a fantasy football guy, he's just been a killer.
I mean, early in his career, this guy looked like a fast track to the Hall of Fame. He's got over 10,000 yards receiving, but he's just a guy that just, he wears you out. You might have drafted him the year he had 1,100 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns, or you got him the next year when he had 752 yards receiving.
That's right.
You know, or 1,243 and 7 touchdowns, then 744. One thing, though, even though he did play for a Bears team, which probably should have fired their head coach and brought in a real offensive mind, this guy's got 14 touchdowns his last 2 years.
It's pretty
good.
So
as much as I'm aligning him as a fantasy producer, he's got 66 touchdowns, and his worst year of production early in his career and injury prone was 4. He averages about 6.5 a year. Mike, so not the worst guy you could get.
No. And familiarity. Now, the thing is, Ladd McConkey, Georgia, has become that dude, right? He's the guy that they're looking for, and he's got a great connection with Justin Herbert. But Mike Williams surprised the team last month and retired. And so they were like, hey, we need another wide receiver.
Right.
Allen is 33 years old, guys. While we're talking about this real quick, I want to bring this back to the Falcons because you asked me yesterday. Shark is doing nothing, Mike. DJ Shark is doing nothing.
No, and I don't know how – I asked Archer because he always – Dave Archer, watching, listening,
judging.
No, but I asked Arch, I said, should I have more expectations for Shark? He goes, there are a lot of complexities to this offense, as we found out. Remember even Kirk Cousins was dealing with pre-snap motion and everything else. But I think route running, you always think it's simple. It's not. There's nuances to it. But maybe he's just older. And he just can't do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
A guy with size and good speed early in his career, but he's dealt with injuries the rest of it.
Here's the thing, and maybe the offensive understanding, the offense is one aspect of it, but I got to tell you guys something, and we've been talking about this guy. Casey Washington, man, is making plays. He made plays today in this scrimmage. What?
A little more. I heard Randy Mack talk about this. He needs to be a little more vertical as far as athleticism. I think he's got it in him. But, I mean, if you look at – I know Drake – maybe it just shows you how good Drake is.
Yeah, he's not Lynn Swan, guys.
But Drake's catch radius is like being like a pterodactyl. Sometimes with Casey, I just see something. There's catches to be made, like the one on the flat across from us.
Okay.
Just elevate a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
He made a play yesterday in the indoor facility, a couple of plays. Again, and it's sparingly because you're not getting the ball every down, right? You're not getting the ball every play. But I like what I've seen with Casey Washington. He made a play today, and I literally looked at Bo Morgan, and I was like, this dude's making plays. And we kind of just shook our heads like every day he shows up. This is the flash I talk about, where he may not be a star on this team, but he is going to potentially be a contributor, especially if Darnell Mooney continues to be out. And that's why I bring this back to DJ Shark. He hadn't shown us enough.
A 6th-rounder last year out of Illinois got the concussion late in the season, had to be a special teams contributor. You said it. What is camp about? Opportunities.
Yes.
Do you step through that door? And he's got a great chance to do that. We talked earlier, guys were asking us about some of the undrafted free agents. Kobe Bryant was pretty good the other day.
He was.
When we were outdoors, I thought he was okay today.
I think he got a pick that day.
Yeah, Nick Nash. We saw Nick Nash end the series yesterday or 2 days ago with a touchdown or a big reception that was on a touchdown drive. But, yeah, the undraft, it's harder as an undrafted free agent. It's harder as an undrafted free agent.
It is, no doubt. Hey, man, Dak Prescott tweets to Micah Parsons, and people are like, what does this mean? He tweeted out, I can't say the word on air, but it's the F word.
Oh.
And it was F man. And when asked about it, Dak Prescott said, look, Micah knows what I mean. This is frustrating for everybody because now apparently Jerry's not talking to Micah, Mike. So not only do you have the fact that they're not talking to his agent, Micah says, I'm not going to talk to Jerry. Jerry's not talking to Micah. This thing's not getting resolved anytime soon. And the latest today, coming from practice yesterday, was Jerry was asked, do you think he'll be ready for week one? And Jerry said, probably not. Like, he is completely not positive about
it. It's like the conversation you and I had, I think it was a week ago. If you're the Braves, what are you doing? Are we trying to win a championship? You're the Cowboys. Now, I know you have a salary cap and there are limitations, but what are you doing? Why do you take every single negotiation with every star until the 11th hour, you know, and the 59th minute?
True.
You know, why does this always happen?
So, Jerry,
why do you take the drama out of it? Why do you say these things?
The quote was, is he going to be available for the regular season opener? No, absolutely not. How would I know that? Well, Jerry, you're cutting the checks.
You just said it.
Like, he literally responded, how would I know that? So, Dak tweets this out, and people lose their mind. Like, what is Dak saying? Dak is just saying what all his teammates are saying.
Right. I mean, this has become one of those like situations where you've got someone. It's like your dad or whoever the patriarch of the family is, the great grandfather. He's pushing 100, and he can't make good decisions. And you really need to have power of attorney.
Yes. Yes.
They need power of attorney.
That's what
Jerry Jones.
That's what they need.
Because he's just all you're doing is anybody who's on your team hates your guts, and enjoys the money you're giving him, but they don't enjoy playing there. Because I think at their heart of hearts, almost everybody on that Cowboys roster wants to win a championship. Yeah. And you know you're never going to get there the way things are being run. So it drives me crazy. Meanwhile, up in New England, a guy knows something about Super Bowls, Mike Vrabel. So we've talked about scraps and fights at practice. So when there's a scrap at practice, they had a joint practice with the Commanders and the Patriots. And it's they never identified the Patriots player. Who dives in? Vrabel comes in. Like Superman says, basically flies in. Vrabel ends up at the bottom of a mass of humanity, according to Phil Perry, who covers the Patriots up in Boston.
And he got cut, right? Something happened. He got a busted lip.
He got a contusion and he got a busted lip as he's literally in the middle of like about eight guys trying to pull guys apart from each other.
The funny thing is, if one of you were at the bottom of that scrum and you were going at somebody, then you see Vrabel's face.
Right.
Like, you're like, I'll kill you. Is that Mike Vrabel? You know what I mean? You're like, get your hands off me. Vrabel, what you doing in here? Either way, man, he's a tough dude. They're gonna have his persona, right?
Right.
Belichick got lucky because he got the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. There's no debating that. But he also had dudes like this early in the Patriots, winning Super Bowls, playing for him, Mike. And I think Vrabel's bringing that back to New England. They're going to be a tougher team. I really believe that. And now, by the way, I do believe in Drake May. I think Drake May took a step last year, sort of like what we've talked about with Bryce Young. And by the way, Dave Canales says Bryce Young disagreed with him for benching him last year, but he continued to lead the team and he earned his teammates' trust. And now Canales says, Mike, he's showing that this is his team. Bryce Young may have needed that benching more than we anticipated, and now he may be a dude like we thought he would be coming out of Alabama. I know he's smallish. But, guys, that had nothing to do with his playmaking ability. We saw it at Alabama. And it's almost like he got to the pros. They fired his coach. He got a new guy. He got screwed in the process, was not quite sure what to do with the football. Sat on the bench for like 8 weeks, came back. He was a different player.
Right. And sometimes it's just – I know it, fans hate to hear it. Sometimes you do have to watch. We want to see a guy just jump in, be the man. Doesn't always happen that way.
Hey, man, coming up, Tyler Allgeier stopped by to talk with us. We love this guy's energy. You will, too. And we asked him a few things, including Mike pressing him on whether or not he's going to be a Falcon long term. Wait to hear it next.